Educators in Illinois are trying a new approach to ensure their voices are heard by state lawmakers. The plan is called Illinois Vision 2020. It was put together by half a dozen statewide education groups. They describe it as a long-range blueprint for improving public education in Illinois. Hundreds of school districts across the state support the initiative. The Macomb School Board voted this week to join them. Macomb Superintendent Patrick Toomey says there is strength in numbers. And he says Vision 2020 can help educators control the message.
For years, we've just stood by the sidelines, let the reformers bash teachers and public education. And now we're going to be out there on the forefront telling the facts about public education and how good it is here.
Toomey says the group will focus on a few pieces of education-related legislation each session, hoping to make progress each year in improving schools. One such issue is the state's system for funding public education. That's being addressed again this year by State Senator Andy Menar. He's trying to provide more money for rural and poor districts without hurting better-off districts. Another issue is standardized testing. That caught the attention of Monmouth Roseville Superintendent Ed Fletcher.
We understand the need for standardized testing, but it changes quite frequently, and you know there needs to be a specific direction from the state and allow us to stick with that standardized testing program.
Monmouth Roseville has not endorsed Illinois Vision 2020, but it's talking about doing so. The Galesburg School District is also contemplating it. West Central Illinois school districts that have already voiced support include the West Prairie, Abington Avon, and VIT districts, as well as Carthage Elementary, Schuyler Industry, and Astoria. I'm TJ Carson, Tri-State's Public Radio News.